Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Eddie, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, there's a lot of tradition, and some of the other players came and were witnesses to an exciting finish. And in the end, they won the game, but it was kind of strange how it ended in regulation, where the refs blew the whistle, or they shouldn't have blown the whistle, on a completed play inbounds when time was running out, when the game could have ended there technically, but... even Coach Tomlin didn't seem real pleased with the way the game officially ended in regulation.
I still don't understand what the problem was, because that kid got the ball back to them and they spiked it with 1 second left.
Right.
And they could have kicked the field goal. So I don't know what the whole big deal was.
But originally they said time has run out, and then I guess they got a call from New York. It just seemed like chaos.
Well, it was chaos, but it was unneeded chaos. I thought they still had that 1 second left, but nevertheless, it's all behind. You know that it worked one way or the other. It worked in the Steelers' favor.
Yeah, they came back. The overtime was a wild one as well. Two sacks by T.J. Watt. He stripped got the one fumbles, which led to the field goal eventually a few plays later. That was unbelievable as well. And then he was penalized earlier in the game, too. It seemed like an odd penalty because he was punching the ball. He was swinging at the ball and was penalized for a look. I think they thought maybe he was punching one of the players.
Well, did he hit the player? I never saw an answer to that either. Did part of his, if that's the case, then who cares what he was trying to do?
If he hit his arm or his shoulder or something like that.
You can't do that.
But it was a very dominating performance by T.J. Watt. And
Again.
Yeah, he continues to show. What are you doing, the dishes?
I'm sorry. I'm emptying the dishwasher, yes. I'm guilty.
You're a multitasker like me, aren't you?
You know what?
Yeah.
Truth be told, Ed, when I'm on the phone, I multitask all the time. And if I'm at home, I continue to do stuff while I'm talking.
I'm sorry.
That's horrible.
I
love it.
It was making a racket.
I don't hear you emptying the dishwasher when you're on with a fan in the afternoon.
It's empty by then. Morning is when it gets empty.
That's a good point. Well, for the Pittsburgh Steelers, they are 3-3 along with the Cleveland Browns, and they have this bye week, so it'll be a week from Sunday when they go to Cleveland. How do you think they match up now, since the Browns have tanked for a couple of games and Baker Mayfield seems a little nicked up and has a propensity to do the wrong thing in the right moment?
Yeah, and they're missing a running back as well. They had two good ones, but they still have Chubb. But I think it looks better for them now than it did, let's say, a couple weeks ago, Larry. That's for sure on both ends, on the Steeler end and on the Browns end. The Browns got beat up pretty good at home. And, you mentioned Baker Mayfield. He was having a second opinion on his MRI on his right shoulder. If he's, they have to play Thursday night. We'll see, how he does then. But any shoulder injury, even if he's able to play, is not good for a quarterback.
Yeah, it's almost a shame that the Steelers don't have the Browns this Sunday, because one is sort of ascending and one is descending, and it would be nice to have the break after. The Steelers have won two in a row, so take a break afterwards. But they're going into the break on a high note, so that's a good thing too, right?
It is, although I wrote some things the other day that I think they're in trouble. They can't run the ball, and they can't stop the run. They couldn't run the other night. You thought they would be able to build off the success running the ball they had against Denver the previous week, and they did not against what had been the 31st run defense in the NFL coming into the game. So yeah, that would be concerning to me. You know, they had to do a trick play at the goal line from the 1 yard line in order to get into the end zone when they had that big stud back in the backfield.
And they also gave up a lot of rushing yards.
Yes.
Yeah, in the third quarter, they really couldn't stop Alex Collins. And that was surprising and shocking because, you know, you led 14-0 and Seattle got back in the game based on the fact that they could run the football. But to their credit, they made some adjustments that shut that down in the fourth. But you're right. The bottom line is they won. They're at 500, and it didn't look good a few weeks ago when they only had one win, which was the opener against the Bills. So they also faced a Seahawk team that has been pretty good against the run, too.
No, they've been terrible against the run. They were 31st in the league against the run.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of some other team.
Yeah. No, they were terrible. You're missing the three in front of that 31 is what you were missing. They have time to fix it. We saw it happen the previous week, so maybe they can make it happen again. And they do have the week off. That's going to help them do that. The little coaches will look at what they do is they look at all their own film. They self-evaluate this week, self-scout, they call it. And, like they're scouting another team, only they're scouting themselves, and they want to see what they've done right and what they've done wrong throughout the season.
And Baltimore continues to find ways to win, which is disappointing because they had a chance to lose a couple, and they end up on the right side. So they're kind of leading the division.
Yeah, I think the Steelers can forget, as I'm looking at it right now, you know, things change quickly in the NFL, injuries and everything else, as we saw, you know, Russell Wilson. The Steelers were lucky Russell Wilson didn't play. But as I see it now, I think the Steelers can forget winning the division. But there's an extra wild card team. And right now, Larry, if they stop the season right now, the Steelers would be the seventh team in the playoffs.
And that's where we'll stop at the moment. Let you finish your dishes, and we will talk next Wednesday as we gear up for their big matchup with the Browns in Cleveland.
All right, Larry.
Read all about it.
Good to be with you.
Thanks.
You too. And The Athletic with Steelers insider Ed Bouchette, Hall of Fame writer on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline.